The Taste of Things, presented by HGS Home Chef. Hudson Valley, Berkshire area cooks and food lovers of all levels know HGS Home Chef in Hillsdale, New York. The HGS stands for Hillsdale General Store, the mother company in Hillsdale, located right across the street, which is a source for home goods and gifts. More information, hillsdalegeneralstore.com/home-chef.
This is Matthew White from Hillsdale General Store Home Chef with The Taste of Things. Corn tortillas. A freshly made warm corn tortilla is a thing of beauty. The gentle aroma is, all by itself, a sensory delight. But the feel in the palm of your hand is as well. Then there's the anticipation of what you may fill it with. When I was 14, my parents moved us to a small town in central Mexico. We lived there for a year as my dad taught school to children of missionaries. We were housed for a time on a compound with the missionary families, but soon, at Daddy's request, moved to a little house right in the village. For food, we went to the weekly market in the town plaza in the shadow of the ancient church. As with the Copaic Hillsdale Farmers Market, produce in this Mexican town was brought in from farms all around. But just like the baguette in France, tortillas were an everyday thing. They had to be fresh. Corn tortillas in this town were made on the street in a sort of Rube Goldberg contraption. It stood upright on wheels with exposed gears and a black metal conveyor belt, all encased in a sheet metal skin. This rattling, smoking monster was fired up using some sort of fuel, not unlike a lawnmower, and threw off lots of heat. At one side near the bottom, a lady sitting on a low stool would pat out the masa dough by hand and place it on the conveyor belt where it would be further flattened once inside the rickety machine. Then, as it ran through the hellish labyrinth, each perfectly cooked tortilla would emerge out the other side with just the right amount of char. There, another lady waited to grab them as they came out, stacking them neatly on a paper. The hot, fragrant tortillas would then be counted out and quickly but expertly wrapped in the paper to take home. There was usually a line of women who would carry them home balanced on their heads or carefully placed in their brightly colored woven shopping bags. Everyone had these bags in town, woven in showy patterns and neon colors that matched the nearby houses painted in hot pink, turquoise, and lime green. When Mama sent one of us kids to get the daily tortillas, she would hand us a 5-peso bill. At that time, a peso was worth 8 cents. I can't remember what they cost, but we'd walk away with a weighty stack of 30 to 40 tortillas and still get change back. Ignoring the oil-based fumes that the machine would belch out, the aroma of the fresh tortillas was divine, and that stack would remain warm well after we got home. We rarely waited for dinner to eat them because the temptation was just too great. Would place the stack on the kitchen table and sit around spreading them with a bit of butter on the warm floppy disks. The melted butter was sprinkled with a bit of salt and would roll them up like a cigar to eat them like a carrot. The corn flavor, enhanced with butter and salt, was heaven. They'd last for dinner and through breakfast with our huevos rancheros, then would repeat the ritual the following day. Taco night remains a big thing at my house in Hillsdale, far away from the small Mexican town where I first learned to fully appreciate the magic of a great tortilla. It was just a few years ago in my teaching kitchen that I learned from a Mexican chef how easy it is to make fresh corn tortillas at home. Who knew? It's actually so simple, you can hardly even call it a recipe. Just masa, especially prepared corn flour, and water. There are recipes that include fat, salt, or herbs, but I prefer to keep it simple. I channel the Mexican lady on the street, hand-patting balls of masa harina and placing them on the machine one at a time to cook, except I have an iron tortilla press and cook them in a flat-bottomed skillet with no oil at all. If I'm home alone and have a craving for a taco or a quesadilla, I'll make enough dough for 2 to 3 tortillas, and minutes later, I'm loading them up with beans, cheese, leftover chicken, or whatever I have in the fridge. Then I top it with a good salsa that I always have in our pantry. Like with many of the things I cook regularly, I began following a recipe to get the proportions right, but once I mastered it, I no longer bother with the measuring. It's all about blending the water and the masa flour to the right consistency. These days, I just eyeball it and feel the dough with my hands, whether I need 2 or 20. The best part is I never buy them from the store, where they are anything but freshly made, or may have additional ingredients I'd rather not consume. Some folks, mostly Americans, I'm afraid, prefer flour tortillas. I just don't get that. Sure, they are consistently soft, but flavor-wise, flour tortillas bring nothing to the party. A simple quesadilla made with corn tortillas has 1,000 times more flavor. And for tacos, a corn tortilla complements just about anything you put in it. So before you plan your next taco night, try your hand at making your own corn tortillas. Once you master it, there's no going back. This is Matthew White from Hillsdale General Store Home Chef with The Taste of Things.
The Taste of Things, presented by HGS Home Chef. Hudson Valley, Berkshire area cooks and food lovers of all levels know HGS Home Chef in Hillsdale, New York. The HGS stands for Hillsdale General Store, the mother company in Hillsdale, located right across the street, which is a source for home goods and gifts. More information, hillsdalegeneralstore.com/home-chef.